Good morning. Today there's two different readings. The first one is from Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children in anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Second reading is from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 17. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Bless the reading.
Thank you, Kathy. I'll do something a little different today. I want to read you a song. I know it'll sound totally different. I saw a comedian doing this one time on some songs with words, and it was just hilarious. But this is not meant to be hilarious today. Some of you will know this song. Some of you may not know it. It's Harry Chapin's Cats in the Cradle. My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it, and he grew. He'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll get together then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. That's okay, as he walked away. But a smile never dimmed, and he said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. Can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired and my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure been nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. As I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then. Is there anything sadder than to look back over a lifetime of wasted, neglected opportunities, wasted years when love could have been nurtured, time could have been spent, and you regret in your older years, and you think to yourself, I blew it. A 10-year-old boy who answered a doorbell to his home one day, when he opened it, and there stood a strange man on the porch. The man said, son, you don't know me, do you? The young boy said, no, sir, I don't. Well, I'm your uncle on your father's side. To which the young fellow replied, well, I'm glad to meet you. I need to inform you, you're on the losing side. Christian fathers are important. A study of church attendance sometimes back showed that if both mom and dad attended church on a regular basis, 72% of their children remain faithful to the church. If only mom attend, and thank God moms do, 15% of the children remain faithful to the church. That is a difference of 57%. That's overwhelming. So fathers, parents, grandparents coming to church and bringing the children is one of the most important things that you can do as a man. So we can be thankful for Christian fathers who take on their share of responsibility, raising and nurturing the children, and not just in home, but also in the church. I don't believe that St. Paul was directing this statement in 2 Corinthians 5:17 only towards fathers or only towards men in general. If he were writing today, I believe that he would have written, "If any person be in Christ, he is a new creation." This text is not just for fathers, it's for single men and single women, married persons and widows and widowers, as well as fathers and mothers and even children. But in light of this special day, I hope that the fathers and grandfathers and men will take special note. St. Paul tells us that we can make a new beginning. It's not too late to start over, regardless of what has happened in the younger life, whether you were there, whether you were affectionate enough. You can do your best to change right now and be that new creation. You have been redeemed, so old things have passed away. All things have become new. God forgives us. We need to be forgiven sometimes, and we need to offer that forgiveness. Many of us need to reassess the amount of time that we spend with our children, with our spouses, our parents, and sometimes even our friends. But when I talk about spending time, I'm talking not just being under the same roof or in the same room or the same car. I'm talking about quality time. And I don't mean sitting in a room, and we see it so much today. A whole family, be it a restaurant or sitting around a table or somewhere at a ball game, and they all have their phones out. None of them are speaking to one another. They're speaking to someone else. You see whole groups of young people, teenagers, walking with their friends, but they're interacting not with them, but with someone else. You know, it's kind of becoming an epidemic. Reverend Dwight Moody was a man of uncompromising principle and one of the great, great preachers. But he also was a great dad. His son Will reported that it was not unusual for his dad to come to one of the children lying in bed at night and say something like this, "Are you awake? Are you awake?" He said, "I can't go to sleep till I talk to you. I'm sorry I lost my temper today." As a teenager, Willie wrote this tribute to his father. He said, "Other kids tell me they cannot go to their dads and just talk and hope to be understood. They say they can't because their dads are always right and they are always wrong. They can't talk to the dads the way that I can talk to you. I could always talk to you, Dad. You always understood. There was nothing that I could not tell you." Will is describing a father who has a tenderness and a willingness to admit it when he's made a mistake. And that's not always easy to do. The taking time is really the first step along the journey to successful parenting. The second step is the willingness to be open and a willingness to be affectionate. Now you, as a man, may not be big on hugging and kissing, though every child needs that in abundance in the home. But somehow it is essential for a parent to communicate his or her love to that child. A study was done on a group of boys in a nursery school. In the first part of the study, the boys were given 18 pieces of candy. They were allowed to keep the candy for themselves, or if they chose, they were free to share the candy with their two closest friends. In the second part of the study, the boys were asked questions about their fathers. What came out of the study was a close correlation between boys who were generous in giving away their candy and those who saw their fathers as warm and affectionate. The boys were not only more generous, but on other tests that they were given, they turned out to be more cooperative, sympathetic, and kinder than the boys who perceived their fathers in a less favorable way. I do not need to convince you how important it is that a child needs to be loved. But men are not conditioned the same way that women are to express their feelings as women are. By not making an intentional effort to communicate our love for children, we really do them a great disservice. Now, there's a third step to parenting we need to consider, and it's the realm of character. Children need parents who not only have time for them, not only let them know that they are loved, they need parents that they can look up to and respect as parents and as a husband to the wife, and the way that he treats other people. And our children need to see us as people of integrity. A Scottish poet once said, I think I quoted this a few years ago, "If I've been privileged to catch a more comprehensive glimpse of life than many other men, it is because I have stood on the shoulders of my parents." The truth of the matter is this: all of us stand on the shoulders of our parents, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative. Perhaps this would be a good time for each of us to take a moment and reassess our family relationships. Actually think about how we treat our children, our spouses, our friends, our neighbors. What kind of people are we really? Are we really showing the Christian values that God has asked us to show and the Bible tells us about? Or are we just kind of doing our own thing, saying, well, this will be okay? Today, right now, can be a good start for the new creation. If you've received Christ into your life, you are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So we can once again, though, recommit our relationships to Christ and ask Him to help us make time, help us in how we can show love, and in the setting of an example that reveals the new man or the new woman in Christ that God has called us to be. Happy Father's Day. Amen.